Every country has its era of greatness. For the Dutch, the Golden Age spanned some 150 years between 1600 and 1750, when the Netherlands, a small country with just 2 million inhabitants and virtually no natural resources, enjoyed an era of remarkable commercial prosperity, world power, and tremendous cultural flourishment. The key elements in the Dutch Golden Age were creativity, tolerance, entrepreneurship, and an international outlook. One of our newest acquisitions at the Noel Collection is a tangible symbol of the commercial success story that the Netherlands was during its Golden Age, when the Dutch merchants dominated trade in Europe and Dutch ships were crisscrossing the world's oceans. It is a unique book, narrow and long, with a binding that shows only slight wear and tear despite being some 400 years old. Printed on thick, high-quality paper, this book is a compendium of coins in use in Europe during the early 17th century. Our volume was printed in Antwerp, one of the major commercial centers of the 17th century world, and was intended for use by merchants, bankers, and money changers, all of whom needed to determine the legitimacy and value of the multitude of currencies then in circulation. Cities, duchies, principalities, dioceses, and other polities each issued their own coinage in addition to that minted by kings and Holy Roman Emperor. And as leaders of these governments changed, so did the money. In short, it was nightmarishly complex for anyone conducting commerce that went beyond bartering, and the multinational trade of the Dutch presented a particular challenge. Hence the need for a handy guide that will inform a merchant which coins represented which state and government. The unusual dimensions of the book, which make the volume of interest even apart from its content, represent the size and shape of a ledger, which have been carried by a merchant or a banker in the pocket of a robe. The present guide illustrates both sides of each coin, depicted in its actual size and sometimes accompanied by notations of weight and metallic content. Producing a guide like this would have been a very pricey undertaking because the book features over 3,000 woodcut prints showing both sides of over 1,500 coins. Because of continued use, books like this one are almost always found in poor condition, but our copy is a rare exception, with its pages still intact and woodcut prints still vivid. Holding this book, browsing its pages, you feel inadvertently transported to that bygone era and cannot but imagine yourself standing at a merchant stall, haggling, quibbling, and making deals. And for the Noel Collection, I am Alexander Mikhevidze.